The opposition's Social Democrats have tried four times to topple the country's fragile centre-right government and failed. But this Tuesday they'll try again, and it seems they're closer than ever to succeeding. On Sunday they received a potential boost from rebel Civic Democrat MP Vladimir Tlusti, a long-time rival of the Prime Minister, who said the cup had overflowed, indicating that he would vote against and would persuade two fellow rebels to vote with him. Together, the votes of rebel and independent MPs could be enough to tip the scales. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Halfway into the Czech EU presidency, Mirek Topolánek's government is arguably facing its toughest test, a key vote of no confidence on Tuesday, with the future of the cabinet in doubt. Civic Democrat rebels, dissatisfied with their party on everything from taxation to the Lisbon Treaty, as well as former Green Party members recently expelled from party ranks, hold the key. A little earlier, I spoke to Petr Just, a well-known political analyst.
Definitely, this time the government is in the most dangerous situation from the beginning. All the previous four attempts to express non-confidence to the government were considered unsuccessful already before they even took place. But this time, the situation is a little bit different. The possibility that the government will actually fall after the non-confidence vote is the closest one. It will all depend less or more on five people, three Civic Democrats and two former Greens.
As it stands, the coalition of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens can count on 96 votes in the 200-member lower house, while the opposition stands one better. That means a handful of individuals will mean the difference. But even ahead of the difficult vote, the government may have some advantages in its favor. First, it may still be possible for it to reach some kind of agreement in return for concessions. Second, though opposed to the cabinet, not all rebel MPs may be willing to bring down the government during a period of economic and political difficulty. The country is in the midst of economic crisis and also halfway through the EU presidency. Analyst Petr Just once again.
This would be an argument for the Greens, for the two ex-Greens, not much for the ODS members. So I think that maybe Mrs. Jakubková and Mrs. Zubová, as the two ex-Green members of Parliament, would maybe take this as a strong argument for not supporting the non-confidence vote as initiated by the opposition parties. The situation is still unsure and there are many question marks. They are also kind of split on in their thinking whether to support the government or not.
Should the government fall, some suggested that it could stay on through the end of the EU presidency, even as politicians hammered out next steps. And that scenario has already been rejected by the Prime Minister. On Monday, he warned he was not in favor of such a scenario if his government fell, nor was he in favor of forming a caretaker government. The most obvious route out of the crisis, in his view, being early elections.
And that was Jan Wellinger with that report, and we will of course have coverage of that no confidence vote as a